Unit 13. A terrific book, but a terrible movie. Exercise 2. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Do you want to see a movie tonight?
Maybe. What's playing?
How about the new Steven Spielberg film? I hear it's really exciting.
Who's Steven Spielberg?
You know. He directed Jaws, E.T., and Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park was boring. The book by Michael Crichton was fascinating, but the movie was terrible.
Well, I'm interested in that new Johnny Depp movie. It's a romance. It's been playing for about a month.
Now that sounds good. I've never seen him in a romance, and I think he's a wonderful actor.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Participles as adjectives. Present participles.
The new Johnny Depp movie sounds interesting.
The movie Jurassic Park was boring.
The book was fascinating.
Past participles.
I'm interested in the new Johnny Depp movie.
I was bored by Jurassic Park.
I was fascinated by the book.
Exercise 6. Pronunciation. Word and sentence stress. Part A. Which syllable is stressed in each of these words? Mark the stress. Then listen and check. Practice the words with a partner.
Absurd. Amazing. Fantastic. Fabulous. Outstanding. Fascinating. Successful. Ridiculous. Terrible. Surprising. Unusual. Terrific.
Part B. Listen and practice these sentences. Pay attention to stress.
It was a terrific book, but a terrible movie.
I thought Jurassic Park was ridiculous, but it was very successful.
Jaws was an exciting movie with many frightening scenes.
Exercise 8. Conversation. Listen and practice.
This John Grisham novel looks interesting.
Oh, it is. It's about a guy who joins a corrupt law firm and then can't leave. Luckily, he has a brave wife who helps him out of the mess.
Maybe I'll read it.
Well, the movie is even better.
Oh, is that the movie that stars Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Why don't we rent the video?
You don't mind seeing it again?
Not at all. You rent the video, and I'll bring the popcorn.
Exercise 9. Grammar focus. Relative clauses. Use who or that for people.
It's about a guy. He joins a corrupt law firm. It's about a guy who joins a corrupt law firm. It's about a guy that joins a corrupt law firm.
Use which or that for things.
It's a thriller. It stars Tom Cruise. It's a thriller which stars Tom Cruise. It's a thriller that stars Tom Cruise.
Unit 14. So that's what it means. Exercise 2. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Have you met Raj, the student from India?
No, I haven't.
Well, he seems really nice, but there's one thing I noticed. He moves his head from side to side when you talk to him. You know, like this.
Maybe it means he doesn't understand you.
No, I don't think so.
Or it could mean he doesn't agree with you.
Actually,
People from India sometimes move their heads from side to side when they agree with what you're saying.
Oh, so that's what it means.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Modals and adverbs. Modals.
It might mean he doesn't understand you. It may mean he doesn't understand you.
It could mean he doesn't agree with you.
It must mean he agrees with you.
Adverbs.
Maybe it means he doesn't understand you.
Perhaps it means he doesn't agree with you.
That probably means he agrees with you.
Exercise 6. Pronunciation. Emphatic stress. Part A. Listen and practice. Words expressing strong emotions are often stressed and have higher pitch.
That was amazing!
You really frightened me.
Exercise 9. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
You know, these highways are really great, but the road signs are pretty confusing.
What do these lines on the road mean?
They must mean you aren't allowed to pass here.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to pass this car in front of us. It's going too slow. Now, I wonder what that sign up ahead means.
It may mean you've got to take a left in this lane.
Or maybe it means you can turn left if you want to. I think I'll just go straight.
Exercise 10. Grammar focus. Permission, obligation, and prohibition. Permission.
You can turn left here.
You're allowed to pass here.
Obligation.
You have to turn left here.
You've got to pass here.
Prohibition.
You can't turn left here.
You aren't allowed to pass here.
Unit 15. What would you do? Exercise 2. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Look at this. Some guy found $750,000. He returned it, and the owner thanked him with a phone call.
You're kidding. If I found $750,000, I wouldn't return it so fast.
Why? What would you do?
Well, I'd go straight to Las Vegas and try my luck in the casinos. I could double the money in a day and keep $750,000 for myself.
You might also lose it all in a day, and then you could go to jail.
You've got a point there.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Unreal conditional sentences with if clauses. Unreal conditional sentences describe imaginary situations and consequences in the present. What would you do if you found $750,000? Imaginary situation with simple past forms.
If I found $750,000.
Imaginary consequence with modals would, might, or could.
I wouldn't return it so fast. If I found $750,000, I wouldn't return it so fast.
If I found $750,000, I might go to Las Vegas.
If I found $750,000, I could double it in a casino.
If I found $750,000, I would go straight to the police. If I found $750,000, I'd go straight to the police.
Exercise 7. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Is your house guest still staying with you?
No, after 3 weeks she finally left. Thank goodness.
So how did you get rid of her?
Well, I lied and told her my parents were coming for a visit and I needed the room. I probably shouldn't have lied. Now I feel bad. What would you have done?
Oh, I would have told her to leave after a week. By the way, my father-in-law is coming to visit us next week. Can I move in with you for a few days?
No way!
Exercise 8. Grammar focus. Past modals. Use would have or should have plus past participle to talk about imaginary or hypothetical actions in the past.
What would you have done?
I would have told her to leave.
I wouldn't have done anything.
What should I have done?
You should have spoken to her about it.
You shouldn't have lied about it.
Exercise 9. Pronunciation. Reduced form of have. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice how have is reduced to of in the following sentences.
What would you have done?
I would have told her to leave.
Unit 16. What's your excuse? Exercise 2. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hi, Amanda.
Oh, Daniel. I was going to call you tonight.
What's up?
Well, it's Albert's birthday on Saturday, and I'm planning a surprise party for him.
Sounds like fun.
The idea is this. I've asked Albert to go to a movie with me at 6. After the movie, we go back to his apartment to have dinner. So be at Albert's by 7:30 to wait for us and surprise him. His roommate will let you in.
Okay, great.
Can you bring some soda? Oh, and don't say anything to Albert.
No problem.
Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Reported speech. Requests. Notice how requests are reported with the verbs ask, tell, and say, plus the infinitive. Original request.
Can you bring some soda?
Reported request.
She asked me to bring some soda. She told me to bring some soda. She said to bring some soda.
Original request.
Don't say anything to Albert.
Reported request.
She asked me not to say anything to Albert. She told me not to say anything to Albert. She said not to say anything to Albert.
Exercise 6. Conversation. Part A. Listen and practice.
Hi, Daniel. This is Albert.
Oh, hi. How are things?
Just fine, thanks. Are you doing anything on Saturday night?
Saturday night? Let me think. Oh, yes, my cousin just called to say he was flying in that night. I told him I would pick him up.
Oh, that's too bad. It's my birthday. I'm having dinner with Amanda, and I thought I'd invite more people and make it a party.
Gee, I'm really sorry, but I won't be able to make it.
I'm sorry, too. But that's okay.
Exercise 8. Grammar focus. Reported speech. If the reporting verb is in the past, the statement reported is usually changed to a form of the past. Direct statement.
I'm not feeling well.
Reported statement.
She said that she wasn't feeling well.
There's an office party.
She said there was an office party.
I visit my mother every Saturday.
She said she visited her mother every Saturday.
I made a date with Jim.
She said she had made a date with Jim.
I have planned a trip.
She said she had planned a trip. I can't come.
He told me that he couldn't come.
I will be out of town.
He told me he would be out of town.
I may go out with a friend.
He told me he might go out with a friend.
Exercise 9. Pronunciation. Had, would, and was. Part A. Listen to how had, would, and was are pronounced in these sentences.
She said she had forgotten the appointment.
He said he would be out of town.
She said she was busy.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！听啊，讲啊。